We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway.
And we welcome our in-studio guest for this Talking Tuesday to talk about your digital legacy. Gina Venzel is the owner of Easy Street Promotions. 10 years ago, worked right here in this very building, went to the University of Pittsburgh, is a native. Pitcairn, right, is where you're originally from. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you could go to easystreetpgh.com and see all that your digital legacy will reveal. So, Gina, I met you when the Robert Morris Speaker Series hosted Jane Pauley, and we got to talking about this whole social media thing and how people forget. And it's not just millennials, that everything they do potentially could be out there in perpetuity.
That's right. What you post lasts forever.
Why? I mean, because you would think, let's give an example. You're texting back and forth with somebody, right? And you think, okay, I text, it's between us, it's done, it's gone. And yet we hear these stories about them going back and citing texting court cases and, you know, some of the tabloid stuff from years ago. I mean, where is that stuff being stored? I mean, why is it still out there?
Right. Well, you have to imagine that anything that you post, whether this be a text message, an email, could be screenshotted and shared with the world. So what you put out there has the potential of being shared across any network. Specifically with social media, when we say what you post lasts forever, it means that if you send a tweet, it gets stored in Twitter. And it gets stored next to your Twitter handle forever. Same thing with Facebook. They own that content once you post it online, and it stays there forever. When you Google your name, it'd be interesting to see which things show up about you, because what's posted online about you remains online.
Is that something you would suggest people do?
Google your name? I always Google my name. Every couple months, I make sure that I Google myself. And it's not necessarily that it's bad things, but it's interesting to see that if your name shows up across different websites for different reasons, and also to just keep track of where your name may be promoted out there.
Probably the single biggest and most successful right now is Facebook for all of the population. And I know there's Instagram. There's so many other different, obviously Twitter, people text, as John pointed out. But Facebook is really widespread and used by a lot of people who might not think things they say could also come back to haunt them.
Oh, absolutely. And Facebook, it's growing with people 65 plus. And so a lot of these folks haven't really had the access to understand how all of social media works. They know that their kids are on it, or they want to keep in touch with friends that they lost touch with. So Facebook has a lot of wonderful reasons why we should want to use it. But at the same time, it's not necessarily the place where we should air our grievances and talk about things, because when you put yourself out there, it's now being shared with everyone. And I think in our culture, we're very quick to go ahead when we have something to complain about or something that we want to get off our chest, to get up on that soapbox and share it with the world. And when you're on Facebook, it's now being shared with the world.
Okay, now wait a minute. Let me stop you there, because I think a lot of people think that if I post something on Facebook, the only people who are going to ever see this are the people who are listed as my friends.
In some cases, that's correct if you have your privacy settings set up that way. But not many people understand how to go into their Facebook page and create the specific settings that allow things to stay private. Now, you can do that, but that still doesn't mean that one of your friends won't share it.
Right.
But if you go into your settings, you can go ahead and set yourself to pretty private, where people may not be able to search for you by name unless they know you or have someone in common.
And to the same thing, if somebody is a friend, right, and they go in, somebody goes into their site, they can see who their friends are, and then they can come in and look at your stuff, even though you're not friends with them, right?
Absolutely. They call it friends of friends. So just because you find one connection with someone, and that means someone else can see your posts. But if you have never played with your settings before and you never knew that privacy settings was a thing, it's something you really want to take a look at.
I'm going to guess most people don't know that, and so they don't go in and They just assume that it's all private. But either way, you mentioned the 65-plus crowd that's now really getting into the social media.
Right.
They have, if they're retired, more time on their hands to do this. And it becomes a great place to vent for a lot of people.
Yes.
And they write things that maybe they wouldn't say to somebody face-to-face. However, it's out there.
That's right. And the default is actually a public setting. So without going in and actually changing it, you are sharing it with
the
world.
Will you teach us how to do
that?
I
absolutely will do that. But when you look at a post that you post on Facebook, there will be a little icon that looks like an Earth. That means it's worldwide. It's a universal post.
Is that what that means?
That's what that means. If you click down, it actually is a drop down box, and you can pick that you want it to be your friends only. You could pick that you want it to be posted to friends except acquaintances. And what that means is, I do social media for a living. I have a lot of people that follow my posts because I promote events and things going on in the city. However, I might not necessarily want them to see pictures of my daughter, who's 4 years old.
Right.
So what I'll do is I'll accept their friendship online, but I'll set them as an acquaintance so that if I'm posting something personal about my family, I make sure that I set that setting to a friends except acquaintances. So it takes a little extra time to do this, but you are protecting yourself by setting those privacy settings.
All right. We want to keep you around here right after the news at 7.
Stick around till 9 o'clock. We got a lot of questions.
Gina Bensel, owner of Easy Street Promotions, our Talking Tuesday in-studio guest. Well, that's what that Earth means. KDKA, I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway.
We continue our in-studio Talking Tuesday subject, your digital legacy. Gina Bensel, the owner of Easy Street Promotions, is with us. And boy, Gina, you kind of opened up a whole can of worms because people love to use social media, but very few actually know how it works or willing to take the time to understand that everything that they post, in most cases, is available for everyone to see in some way, shape, or form. You talked about a screenshot. So even if you had a text exchange with someone and you were maybe talking trash about somebody else, that person could screenshot your text, that series of short texts or long texts, and save those, right?
Right. Well, you have to think the same thing happens when someone sends an email. You know that what you put in an email can be forwarded, and it's pretty much the same way when it comes to text and social media as well.
And one of the sites that has become incredibly popular, especially with younger people, is Snapchat.
Yes.
But one of the allures of Snapchat, when I talk to my daughter about it, is, oh, everything disappears after one day.
Well, yeah, this idea that when you post something, it can disappear is really terrifying for a parent, I feel like, because it's a social network that a lot of parents don't have on their phone. So how you monitor what your child is actually posting is kind of scary, unless you're on that network. And Snapchat's also created this feature where if you do take a screenshot of a post, it lets the other person know that you did so. So that can also be dangerous because there's a lot of sexual predators and other things on social media. And if someone is doing something inappropriate and you go ahead and screenshot them, you're actually now alerting them that you did that. And that can cause a red flag for them. It could be very dangerous.
And that is the downside to this. It's great. It's like the Wild West, the internet, and all the things that it can be and has been and can do. There is that underbelly, too. So you have to be really protective of what you do. You know, it kind of gets back. I've said this countless times to John. My mom said when I was grade school, don't write anything you don't want everyone to read. Because I told her a story about someone passing notes.
Right.
And the teacher made them read it and embarrassed them in front of everybody.
Right.
But that's even more realistic today with everything you do.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. It's so important to think about, if you post it online, is this something you would want your employer to see? Is this something you'd want your grandma to read? Is this something that you would want the people at church to know, or the people, you know, in your neighborhood? Because they will see it and they will know.
Well, when you're applying for a job, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, you're applying for college as well.
Right. The human resources departments now, this is a standard operating procedure to search your digital footprint to see what they find.
Absolutely. When I hire people to work with me on projects, the very first thing that I do is Google their name and then look them up online. Because if how I see they project themselves online is not something that fits with my brand, then right out of the gate, I'm not going to hire them.
You mean like the two beer cans on the
exactly.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, you also have to be cautious if you're in education and you post something like that, you can lose your job.
So aside from that caution for people to, hey, think before you post anything, we talked about Facebook and privacy settings. A lot of people don't know they can control that.
Absolutely.
Where can they go to get that information in detail?
Yeah, if you just even Google Facebook privacy, you'll be able to get the information or go into your settings on Facebook. And there are a lot of tutorials that teach you how to do it. It's just you need to take the time to do so. And I think everyone moves in so fast in this world, especially when you think of things like Twitter. You hurry up and it's like sending that text message out to the world. You type it really quickly, you send it out, and then you think about it afterwards. Oh, should I have done that?
We've seen that before where someone does tweet and they go, uh-oh, they have an aha moment. Like, that was a bad idea.
And how many people do we see, especially celebrities, that we know that they're being trolled by so many different people in the media? It gets out there, they tweet it, we all know that they said it. It doesn't matter that it got deleted.
That's happened to the president a couple of times where he's tweeted something and then deleted it. But he's already tweeted it. So it's out there.
It doesn't matter. It's
on the news. Yeah.
Right. Especially when you have millions of followers. You have to imagine that people are keeping track of what you say.
There has to be an upside to all this, though. I mean, otherwise, why would it be there? Well, I mean, I can imagine there are people who are listening to this who think, you know, nobody cares what I think. They don't want to hear what I have to say. So there obviously is. I mean, I don't want to know that somebody's going to Starbucks and getting their coffee this morning. I'm sorry. That's a little too personal. You know, I don't really care that you're getting your cup of coffee. It's very trivial. I mean, we've seen this. Mm-hmm. Larry and I have mutual friends who do this.
Right.
I'm going into such and such to read.
A picture of my muffin.
Yeah, it's like, come
on. The daily play-by-play. Not that everyone needs to overshare. And that's also...
Overshare, that's
but
the
before
word.
You go, Gina Venzel's in studio here. In just the next few minutes, we want to talk about the people that are on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And maybe they do just want to understand a little better of what it is they're doing. Like John points out, maybe there are things, family pictures you want to share with just your family and friends and not share with everybody. And a lot of people have a footprint in both the business world and the private world. How do you make the two work? Wrapping up our Talking Tuesday visit in studio, Gina Venzel, owner of Easy Street Promotions, our digital and social media expert this morning.
And we wanted to talk about separating your professional and your personal life. Let's talk specifically on Facebook. How do you do that where there won't be any crossover?
Well, that's very, very difficult to do. And I think it's a little tricky because as someone that may, like you, have to have a specific page for your business. I mean, as an anchor here on KDKA, you might have a fan page, which is a page that someone would like instead of add as a friend. So when you post things on there, you know you represent your company. So the things that you say, you need to be cautious of that. But when you post something on your personal page, you realize that some of your fans may have come into that personal sphere of yours. And so you have to be cautious on both sides. I think a lot of people don't realize that they think they're protected by having a personal account. But a lot of business owners have gotten into trouble for posting things on their personal accounts because whether it's personal or not, you're still the business owner. And what you post on your personal page is still a reflection of your business.
It's amazing how hard that is a concept for some people to grasp, that anything I do or say in social media potentially is global.
Right. We've almost lost etiquette in this world, and I think that social media etiquette should be taught. It's something that should be taught to young people right away when they're handed their very first cell phone and told, this is going to be something that's going to be impactful on your life. This is how people are going to remember you, how people are going to think of you. If you're someone that constantly is posting positive things and sharing wonderful news, people are going to think positively about you. You know, even if you may suffer from some sadness from time to time, if you're not sharing that part of your life, they're only going to see you for who you project yourself online as.
And people have lost jobs over what they post.
Oh, absolutely. Because people think, oh, well, this is just my personal opinion. It's not a reflection of my company. But that's not necessarily the case. By sharing it out there, you are representing your company.
There is a way, though, however, to maybe go in and clean it up as much as you can if you wanted to maybe take a detailed look, and maybe you're going to be applying for a job, and when they search you, you don't want certain things to come up. So there is a way to do some of that.
Absolutely. You can go back and take a look at pictures from maybe college or whatnot and delete them if you think that it's not a flattering way to describe yourself. And yes, we talked about how it lasts forever, but it's okay to go back and delete and change things. If that doesn't represent who you are, go ahead and delete it. Just know that what you post from now on and moving forward is something that truly represents who you are. Is this who you want to be remembered as?
Yeah, it cracks me up.
Good question
though,
to ask yourself.
The number of people who say, oh, I'm not online. These days you look at them like, what? You don't have a Facebook? You don't have a Twitter? What?
You might want to Google that person and show them that they may be online without them even realizing that they are.
Whoops.
The owner of Easy Street Promotions, you can go to easystreetpgh.com, Gina Venzel, our digital expert. We'll keep you on speed dial.
Absolutely.
Okay, please do.
Can't thank you enough for coming in and maybe illuminating some folks to at least start the process and take a look.
Well, I appreciate so much the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll tweet you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.